Our first regular meridian or channel is Shou Tai Yin Fei Jing, Hand Tai Yin Lung channel. This means it's part of our Tai Yin Jing, or the larger Tai Yin channel, which encompasses the lung and the spleen. The lung is the hand channel, the spleen is the foot channel. Together as Tai Yin, they're part of our Tai Yin Yang Ming complex, which is very related to substance transfer, where we take in information from the outside, substances including food, drink, breath, experience, and we literally constitute ourselves. So Tai Yin is the more inner aspect of this. It's more discriminating, including discriminating clear versus turbid, helpful from unhelpful. Shou Tai Yin Fei Jing, the lung channel, we can look at that individually. So the lung is qi zhibun, qi's root, very related in particular to zong qi, the gathering qi of the chest, sometimes called pectoral qi. The lung's office, or guan, is that of prime minister. It's the source of rhythmic order in the body, including in terms of emotions and everything else, circulation as well. Acts in concert with the heart for that. And also acts in concert with the shusha of the liver, the coursing and dredging and discharging of the liver. As part of its office of the prime minister, the lung has audience with the 100 vessels and is the site of zong qi. Again, this is sometimes called pectoral qi or gathering qi of the chest or master qi. It's the yang qi of the chest, and it's a relationship between the chest and the rest of the body, and particularly with regards to the zong qi's function of propelling qi shui, qi and blood, and thus shen, heart, mind, consciousness, to the rest of the body through the 100 vessels. The lung acts in concert with the heart, again, in this. The jir, the emotion of the lung, is bei, grief, acceptance. Grief is an adaptive pause, and when we move through that pause, eventually we get to acceptance. It's da, it's virtue. The da of each zong, each organ, is the aspect of tian, of the divine or heaven present in a human. So for the lung, it's qing. Qing in this context means pure, chaste, innocent, non-discriminating, non-manipulative, honest. The lung's chong, its tissue extension. The tissue extension is what an organ fills and imbues with nourishment. And in the case of the lung, it's pi mao, the skin, and sometimes you'll see skin and body here. Pi is skin, mao is body here. And with lung pathologies, we might see issues related to boundaries and bonding. We have this aspect of exterior meets interior and the permeability of that, and whether that permeability is healthy or not so healthy. We can also consider this in relationship to connection and addiction. Connection is the opposite of addiction. So we might use the lung points to treat addiction and to support connection, both with one's true self and true connection with others. And of course, we want to consider the breath and breath's relationship to our emotional state. It affects and is affected by our emotional state. And we can consider the po, the corporeal soul, the aspect of soul or spirit that the lung houses. And the po encompasses the breath. It's also the somatic soul. It relates to how emotions manifest on a somatic level. It's a very yin aspect of the soul. It encompasses autonomic processes in the body as well, including breath, circulation, heartbeat, and the lung is, after all, in charge of rhythmic water. So as we go through the different lung points and trace through the pathway, you can keep all that in mind. We absolutely do use the lung channel, the lung points, to address those areas. We also commonly use the points on the lung channel to address lung patterns, including lung qi ni, with coughing, wheezing, asthma, that sort of thing, as well as lung deficiency patterns, including lung qi deficiency, lung yin deficiency, and lung excess patterns, such as heat and fire in the lung, perhaps with phlegm and cough, even coughing blood streak sputum. And we'll see as we go through the points that there are indications for treating the water passageways. The lung regulates the water passageways, so we might use the points to treat the water passageways. And sometimes we use lung points to regulate the GI system. We can think about the lung's BLE pair, its yin-yang pair, which is the large intestine, and yang ming. So we can use points on tai yin and the lung channel to treat yang ming and the large intestine, as well as potentially the stomach. And with that, we will get started going through the channel first and the associated channels in the Jinghua system. And then we will look at acupuncture points.